Hello, my spooky friends, and welcome back to another episode of After the Ever. Whether you're a returning listener or a newcomer, I am thrilled to have you join me, your host and resident pumpkin queen, on this journey into the paranormal and macabre. With no huge life updates and the fact that I've tried to record this episode 37 times today, let's just dive right into today's bone-chilling episode. Dim the lights, grab your coziest blanket, and light those candles, because we're about to dive down the rabbit hole of the haunting of the Ancient Ram Inn. Situated in the heart of England's eerie landscapes, the Ancient Ram Inn stands as a testament to centuries of mystery and dread. Its reputation is so infamous that even locals go to great lengths to avoid passing it at nightfall. This structure, dating back 800 years, served as a priest's residence, inn, and public house, making it the oldest building in the quaint town of Wanton-under-Edge. But the chilling saga of the Ancient Ram Inn begins long before its bricks were laid. Nestled in the low-lying wetlands near Potter's Pond, the Ancient Inn's land holds an uncanny connection to two ley lines, pathways believed to harbor immense spiritual energy. These lines are said to extend directly from the legendary Stonehenge, infusing the inn's property with a spectral potency. And if that weren't enough to give you goosebumps, beneath its very grounds rests a 500-year-old pagan burial ground, casting an even more mysterious shadow. As you step across the threshold of the Ancient Ram Inn, a palpable aura of foreboding engulfs you. Creaking floorboards, steep staircases, and lurking shadows paint a chilling picture, setting the stage for an encounter with the unknown. It's a place where ghostly tales echo through the corridors, resonating with both believers and skeptics. Let's take a spine-tingling journey through the inn, room by room, as reported by the brave visitors. The very first room, known as the men's kitchen, rests upon a pagan burial ground. The air often rings with an unsettling sound of a crying baby, sending shivers down the spines of those who venture inside. I would lose my mind if I heard that. Ascending the steep staircase to the first floor, some have even claimed to be physically hurled upwards, as in thrown up the stairs by invisible hands. That's a pretty eerie statement to the supernatural forces that are at play. Among the many chilling tales that envelop this ancient building, one of the most prominent is that of a witch who met her gruesome fate at the stake during the 1500s. As prosecutions against those who defy government and Christianity run rampant, this unfortunate soul sought refuge within the inn's walls, only to meet her tragic end. Her spirit is said to linger, casting a haunting presence over the room, aptly named the Witch's Room. But the heart of the terror lies on the first floor in the dreaded Bishop's Room. This space holds a reputation for being the most haunted and unsettling, as reported by those who dare to enter. A medium attempting to open its door was reportedly lifted off the ground and flung across the corridor by an unseen force. Inside, there's an impressive atmosphere that just hangs thick, where ghosts are known to materialize and just stride purposely right in front of you across the room. Two shimmering monks, a man's terrified screams, and even lustful entities, an incubus or succubus, have been said to inhabit this sinister place. Yeah, that's terrifying. Venturing into the attic, a profound sense of melancholy envelops you as if the very air is embedded with the weight of forgotten stories. Legend has it that an innkeeper's daughter met a tragic end here in the early 1500s, and the echoes of her fate still resonate within the walls. Those attempting to rest in the bishop's room below often hear the eerie sound of something heavy being dragged across the floor, a ghostly reminder of a tragic past. So naturally, I wanted to watch the Ghost Adventures episode on the Ancient Ram Inn, and I did. To be honest, for me, after watching it, I was even more intrigued. I know some people love them, some people hate them. I'm for them. It is what it is. So the Wolfman and I have a Europe trip on our bucket list, and this will definitely be one of the tours we want to take as long as it's still standing when we're able to go. Before we bid farewell to the chilling tales that haunt the Ancient Ram Inn, let us just take a moment and dive a little deeper into the life and experiences of the man who dared to face it all, John Humphreys. A man fueled by an unquenchable thirst for preserving history embarked upon a journey that few would dare to undertake. In the late 1960s, John stepped forward as the guardian of the Ancient Ram Inn, rescuing it from the grips of oblivion by acquiring the building from a brewery. Yet, little did John know that this fateful decision would intertwine his fate with the malevolent forces that had long called the inn home. As the solitary occupant of the inn, Humphreys bore witness to the very essence of its haunted past. In the dead of night, a malevolent force seized his arms, wrenching him from his sleep's embrace, and then leaving him shaken to his core. This unsettling encounter marked the beginning of a series of unexplained and terrifying events that would haunt him relentlessly. Relentlessly. Can you guys hear this storm in the back? Like, you guys can answer me. I don't know. I have thunder. It's loud. Sorry, guys. Humphrey's dedication to the Ancient Ram Inn led him down a harrowing path of discovery that tiptoed upon the precipice of the macabre. Within the inn's walls, he unearthed evidence of ritual sacrifice and devil worship, revealing a dark underbelly that had been laying dormant for centuries. Yet the most chilling revelation was the discovery of skeletal remains, including those of innocent children hidden beneath the staircase. Broken daggers, remnants of sinister rituals, served as haunting relics of a history tainted by malevolent intent. How sad. But despite the horrors that he uncovered, Humphreys remained steadfast in his mission to preserve the inn's enigmatic history. However, the malevolent entities they called the inn home seemed unrelenting in their efforts to break John's spirit. Humphreys recounted ongoing encounters with violent and malevolent forces, leaving him so scared he was just physically and emotionally burnt out. But John Humphreys' valiant battle to safeguard the Ancient Ram Inn became a testament in his unwavering spirit. His commitment to preserving the inn's spectral legacy endured until his unfortunate passing in 2017. Even in the face of resistance and interference from former residents, Humphreys' legacy lives on, etching a mark upon the paranormal lore in England. As we contemplate the life and trials of John Humphreys, we are reminded that there are individuals who do exist, willing to confront the darkest riddles of our world, even at the risk of their own well-being. John's narrative serves as a chilling reminder that some mysteries may be left untouched. And so, my spooky friends, in the realm of the uncanny, we draw a veil over the Ancient Ram Inn, a place where history, the supernatural, and unexplicable horrors intertwine in a dance of shadow and secrets. As you nestle into your beds tonight, remember that the past is an ever-present specter, and the echoes of the ancient Ram Inn may yet linger in your dreams. If you wish to lend your support to the podcast, please remember to subscribe on your preferred platform. Follow me on Instagram at After the Ever Podcast. If you have your own eerie chronicles to share or suggestions or for future episodes, do not hesitate to reach out. Stay spooky, my friends, and to the Wolfman.